Rogers. All right, I was going to ask about that kind of blind that you pulled down on a roller in a spring, you know, and it would fly back up. You pulled it down to a certain...
When the shades.
The shades.
When
right.
The shades.
And I think I understand about this, but if there was a place to hang clothes that was built in the house, you call that?
They call it the clothes rack. They'd put up a thing over here and put nails in it and things like that, put a rod up and then hang a string of curtain across here and put that, you'd hang your clothes back there, and they said, look at the clothes rack. Look behind the curtain in the clothes rack.
And what about if it were a piece of furniture actually movable? Do you remember a word for that? You'd buy a piece of furniture like you'd buy a dresser, only you could hang things, open a door and hang things in it. Do you remember something like that?
Well, a shiffer robe was...
How was a shiffer robe? Did it have some drawers in it too, or was it all?
Yeah, if you don't mind going back in, I'll show you an old safe that I raised. I'll just cut it off.
That's right. All right, and then the shiffer robe actually was with drawer space and hanging space then.
Yes,
wasn't it? Right. And what did you call that space above the second story, if there was a second story? That was unfinished, just rafters up there. Maybe you could use it for storage, did you?
You call it a loft.
The loft. And what about the kitchen? Did you ever have a kitchen separate from the house? Have you ever seen a house that had the kitchen built away a little bit?
And didn't eat in it?
No, I think they used it, they cooked down there and then brought the food on up, maybe.
Brought it up, and I seen one of them.
Yeah.
And they had to come from a walkway, they cooked right out there, and then they had a little walkway here into a place where they ate at, and then they had a plate, and then that was shit over that, and the shit over this went to the house.
Yeah.
You remember out the big house here, and went into the kitchen, and the maids and cooked this, call them slaves in them days. And they come out of that kitchen with that food, right? I mean, in that, what they call the stove.
Summer kitchen? Did they call it the summer kitchen?
They call it the cooking room or stove room or something like that. And then this and then here, they call it the dining room. They go in there to eat. Now, that's the way that when one was built like that. Now, I never did see but one like that. And they cooked a little place out there and they just cooked in that.
Yes.
And then they brought the food in here, what they call the, they call that the dining room. And then... But then while you, most of them, you cooked and ate all in the same thing, you just call it all the dining room. And
right.
And all the same thing in one thing.
Right. And what about a little room off of the kitchen where food was stored? Maybe jars or vegetables?
Some people had that, and it was pot cellar. It was dug out and had wood and built up over it. And some of them put that under the house, and they called it cellar.
Kind of like a basement thing.
Yeah, and sort of like that, but they call them cellars.
Yes. And what about one that was not dug down, but just a little room adjoining the kitchen where the housewife kept extra supplies?
Well, they just call that a cannon house where they kept cannon stuff for what they canned in the summer and such like that, and hang up some stuff
right.
in.
Did you ever hear the word pantry or buttery?